This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Can we talk about El Camino again? I just have a quick point.
Oh, shut up.
Fine. We'll talk about Tim in Oklahoma, okay?
Did he see El Camino?
He should have seen El Camino because it seemed like a Breaking Bad moment of this guy's life. He's married to a 36-year-old woman. Her name is Rochelle, but they had an open relationship with a 29-year-old named Amanda. And it was fine for a few months until back in September when Amanda announced, you know what? I don't want to be, quote, the other woman anymore.
Uh-oh.
So then Tim said, yeah, okay, I'm going to make you the main woman. So Tim left his wife, Rochelle, and their three kids to go live with Amanda. It's a love triangle that turned into a love square. What do you call that? A love dyad? I don't know.
I don't know what you would call that.
But Tim and Amanda, well, here's the thing, man. They got into a big fight over toilet paper, laundry, and dishes. Because, you know, they hadn't lived together because Tim was living with his wife, Rochelle, and Amanda was the other woman. But now she was the main squeeze. Didn't like that he wasn't changing the toilet paper, I guess.
Or maybe she was just using too much.
Oh, could be.
He was with two women. I mean, at this point, like, you've eliminated one, so it should be fine.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe she puts it on the other way.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe she goes under, not over.
You know, guys don't understand, and they should understand, living with people is a big deal. And just to go live with a brand new person, you know, you got to put some thought into that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll bang anybody you want. I mean, that's just a guy's way. But to go live with anybody you want, no. A guy's like, wait a minute, I got to be sure things are cool with the person I'm living with. Wait a second.
Some people call it a thruple, what they were in.
A thruple?
Instead of a couple, it's a thruple.
A thruple. Okay. All righty. Mm.
That's a weird term.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So Tim was with Rochelle. Then they brought in Amanda. Amanda didn't want to be the other woman, so Tim left Rochelle to be with Amanda, so she was the main woman. Then there was a big fight over toilet paper, laundry, dishes, so Tim, he stormed the hell out of that thruple. Rochelle, happy that Tim was, I guess, coming back and making her his main woman, came with her van to get his stuff, and Tim drove off in his Harley. So, Amanda, she was not happy about all this.
Cause okay.
Not only is she the other woman, she's now the jilted woman. And
lost him to his old woman.
Yeah. So what she decided to do is, oh, you go off on your Harley, huh? Well, I'm going to get in my vehicle. I'm going to drive after you. And then intentionally hit Tim while he was on his Harley. And he flew off his bike onto the freeway. Rochelle did not take kindly to that, so she responded by ramming Amanda's car.
Wow. What the hell?
Then they got out of their cars, and the two women got into a fist fight. This was, you know.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, dude. That is very, very hot. No doubt about it.
She could have killed him.
She could have. Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank goodness on a motorcycle. That could have been awful.
Yeah, that really would have been horrible. They were both arrested on multiple felony counts and taken to jail. Tim went to the hospital, but it does sound like he's okay, considering he flew off that bike after being hit. Here he is talking about the whole damn thing.
She jumped on her like a spider monkey and just took her to the ground. I mean, and she's just beating the snot out of her. And she's delivering these hammer fist blows to Amanda's face. Just rocking her world. Oh, I get it. It's like some Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
He even calls it. Yeah.
Okay. At least he acknowledges that.
A witness to the
So office. His wife was like the one that was just rocking her.
Yeah, that's because she saw her man get driven into. Like, you can't blame her.
Yeah, stand by your man.
Yeah, even though her man didn't stand by her.
Yeah, right?
Dude, oh my gosh, that's nuts.
Yeah. And a witness to this highway brawl called 911, and those recordings show Amanda yelling, "I didn't run him over." And the 911 caller then responds, "Yes, you did, bitch. I watched you."
All right, I have one thing I want to ask to you.
You have one thing they want to ask to me? Okay.
Okay.
Because I've been in situations like this, as you know.
I saw their mugshots, which are fantastic, right?
Yes.
But I thought it was interesting. The two of them look very similar, which I thought was very odd. Like, if you're going to have a throuple, wouldn't you want a little variety? So here's their mugshots.
Oh, wow. They do look very similar.
They look a lot alike.
Wow. Whoa. Okay.
Check it out, Vicky.
Not too sure about that. Huh. Not too. Yeah, really. I'm with you, Steve. They do look similar.
And yeah.
Yeah. They both.
Oh man.
They both look like they got issues.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that adult goes without saying. Not even having to see the mugshots, I knew that.
Yeah. I like Lefty a little better than Righty.
You like her?
Yeah, I do.
See, I see. Like, yeah. I'm assuming that's the mistress, the one on the right, because she looks like the younger version of the one on the left.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean.
So I'm thinking maybe that's what it is. He has a certain look.
Yeah.
And he decided, you know what? I need to upgrade.
It is. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I gotta get the iPhone 10 now.
Hairstyle ever? Yeah, you get. Yeah, that's. Yeah, she's
with
the 7,
screen.
And she's the.
Right.
She's the 11.
They both have cracked screens. You got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
weird.
Sorry. Everybody's
eyebrows.
Beautiful in God's eyes.
There you go.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, there you go. That fixed it. That fixed it.
Boy, oh boy, what a life that guy's living.
Well, I will tell you this, man. This is a lesson for any man. You cannot handle more than one woman. You just can't.
It's funny because, you know, I have a buddy that you guys met before. He's a buddy I play hockey with. We call him Captain America. And he's got a wife, a girlfriend, but they treat her like she's the second wife. Kids involved. And I heard rumors. I'm not sure. I have to check up on him. But I heard he has even now a third in the mix.
See, that's like that sister wife show. And
yeah.
Cody, I think, is the dude's name. I don't know how he does it.
Yes,
and
there it is.
There. Oh, wow. That's him.
He's got three now. And all three kind of... All three women look very similar.
Oh, you're right. They do.
Huh.
So is that a thing?
Yeah,
he's got a type, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't he go for, like, you know, like get somebody of a different ethnicity, different hair color? They're all similar hair color.
He knows what he likes.
Similar skin tone and everything, and the facial features. That is amazing.
And I think you can't, like, fight if you're the girls. It's like, oh, you like that better, huh? It's like they all look alike, so you can't get
true.
Jealous.
Yeah.
It's like, well, she looks like me, so I know he's
into
me.
They look like sisters.
Yeah.
See, the sister wives look different to me. At least if I remember the show. Different hair color, different shapes, different sizes. So I would think that's how you'd go if you mean, you know, you try a little variety. But yeah, those three women look exactly the same. So
I haven't met the third, but I've hung out with when I've done hockey tournaments with others in other places, like in Las Vegas and I think Nashville. Well, not Nashville, in Arizona, and hung out with them, and they're awesome people. So it's like it changes. Like, I never really had any like negative feelings towards anyone that had multiple people in their life, but it definitely changed my perspective. Like, they're all super happy. They get along great, and there's not like any kind of. I mean, maybe they have arguments like anybody does, but it was cool to see.
I would like to know how the women feel about the one thing, the one elephant in the room, and that would be the fact that he's banging all of them. That's the only thing I would, because that's the that's the one that we seem to draw the line on. I mean, being friends with people and being there to people and supporting people. I mean, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, you do all that. You know, family is family. But it's the sex part. How do they get around that? The women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to know. That's the difference in my brain that I don't get.
I remember we talked to him a while back, one drunken night. So, I mean, obviously memory is pretty foggy. But he was saying, like, you know, certain nights that he specifically is like, okay, this is a date night with this one.
Yeah.
But he said the hardest thing sometimes is just, like, sleeping arrangement-wise. Like, who's going to be the spoon? You know, like who's where?
Oh, they're all in the
bed?
Same bed.
Yeah.
See, the sister wives.
I don't know if it is now because of three women involved, but.
Yeah, the sister wives had their own homes. So they had their own homes, their own families. Granted, they were in the same neighborhood. And I think probably because of the TV show, they were able to pay him to have those houses. Because I'm like, what does he do for a living that he can have like six, you know, four houses? I think he had four wives.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they had their own place. And so he would spend a night like he had a bedroom in each place, which made sense to me. But if they're all sleeping together, all right. Well, I mean, if they're making it work, I just want to know from the women, how do they reconcile that? Or do they know that and this is the thing, that men on average have a higher sex drive, so what do I care if he's with somebody else? He's not bothering me for it, and mm-hmm. I actually, when I want to have it, he's ready to have it with me, and we have a similar sex schedule because he's got three people.
And also, let's not forget that they also could be attracted to each other.
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
So there are times maybe where he's not even in the mix.
Oh, and I don't know, but yeah, the sister wives, I don't think were anything like that. But your guy could have a whole different thing.
One person says, I've been in a throuple for 13 years. Girls are total opposites. Not always easy, but we make it work. Another person, I've been in the same situation for over a decade with two women. We're completely open with each other. We've had some heated arguments, but nothing has ever gotten violent, LOL. Well, clearly you haven't had an argument about toilet paper.
Well, dude, seriously, if you're talking about violence, then if there's no violence, I've been in massive heated arguments, and I just got the one wife. So, heated arguments.
I can't even imagine you with another wife. It's already, some days are dictated by...
You know what, though? Maybe it would have been cooler. You know what I mean?
Well,
maybe
there's still hope, BJ.
I mean, my wife, look, she needs a break from me. That's a big reason why I think she likes to live in California. She doesn't see me all the time, and I'm an intense individual. Maybe that would have been cool if I had other women that basically traded off and go, all right, it's my night to deal with the idiot. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Well, now you can have one here, and she's there, so that way you could have a wife everywhere.
And then eventually she'll move to Oregon, so that way at least you have a West Coast swing.
I think we're too old for that, though, Danny. In my mind, I'd like to think that we could do that. I just feel like my wife and I are just another generation. Like, it's just past us. I don't think our brains can deal with it.
Yeah, that's the time you do it, when you get crazy and old.
Look at Danny.
What? I'm just helping you out, man.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah. Crazy and old. Is that what you think happens? We just get crazy and old, Danny? You're barely 30 yet? I know you're a little over that, but geez. You think that's what old people are? It's just time to go out and bang everybody?
Well, then you hear about those stories of the people of, in the old age homes, and they're just, all they do is just wreck each other.
Yeah, the STDs are running rampant in there.
I'm not there brother. Yet, guys, okay? I'm not at the old age territory to be in a home yet either.
Go to the swingers party a lot. A majority of the people that were there, and there was hundreds of people there, were in your age group.
Yeah, because they all want to do it before they die.
Okay, thanks, guys. You're not making this better.
Okay, none of you are making it better.
Rhymes with bucket list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I have no problem with that list. Yeah. Awesome. Well, since we're talking about this, let's talk about Ashley Madison. That's a wonderful company.
Okay. Yeah. Are they still around?
Well, according to this, they put this on. They did the survey.
Do they have a whole security issue?
All the names were leaked, the people that were users of that site.
Who's still going to Ashley Madison?
Here's the sad thing. Hold on a second. You cannot be upset that people will use a business that's had security leaks.
Yeah, but this is a
Everybody's had them now.
But this is a business that prides themselves on keeping your illicit affairs a secret. And then all of a sudden, those affairs became public.
Do I agree with that? Yeah, if anybody should have ironclad firewalls, it should have been them. Yeah. But yeah, they're still around, and you know why they're still around, Steve? Because people still want to bang outside their marriage. Yeah.
And there's no other Ashley Madisons in the world that have started a website.
Not yet, but Danny will. Old Madison. How about for me, Danny? So they did a study.
Sheila Abraham. She needs to start something. I don't know why. That was the first name I thought of.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know who she is.
No, I was just thinking of a random name.
Abraham. Oh, I'm there's going to be some Sheila Abraham out there being like, what the hell is Steve talking about?
Sheila Abraham.
Sheila Abraham. Wow. Poor Sheila. Now you've Lewinsky'd poor Sheila.
What are the odds there's an actual Sheila Abraham?
I bet there's a lot of Sheila Abrahams out there. Go look it up, Vicky, in the white pages. There's plenty of
them. Oh, the white pages.
Go on Facebook. Oh, yeah, there's
there's one.
Oh, yeah.
There's
one in Oregon. One. She can start
There's one.
All right, let's call Sheila Abraham and see if she wants to start an adultery site with us. Hey, Sheila, Steve thinks you have the perfect name for adultery.
Wow.
Poor Sheila Abraham.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
What about all the women named Ashley Madison in the world? I bet there's a ton of them. I'm not Google searching it because I don't need that on my history.
No, you don't.
There's a bunch.
Oh, Vicky's probably already done it.
It's funny because I had a lesbian friend whose girlfriend was Ashley, and she was a Madison.
There's an Ashley Madison and Squim on Vicky's page.
Who is probably the one that started it all? We don't know.
Spelled different.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's how
she changed it. Just mm-hmm. the Galooly guy,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to be known for this horrible site that she started.
If you're dating her, do you get nervous? Is it just running the name?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? How do you think you can have a monogamous relationship with Ashley Madison, the one that started this, if in fact it actually is a real person?
So what is Ashley doing these days?
Oh, what is she doing these days? She's looking for Sheila Abraham to pass down the business. That's what the hell she's doing. I'll tell you what.
What the hell?
I'll tell you later what she's doing. I got to go do this. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat now.
Thanks. Thank you very much. We can do this?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it. Okay, fine. Ashley Madison, you know what? You show. Okay, hey, guess what? I'm going to do it right now. We're going to do it live.
Okay.
She ran a study, talked to over 2,000 people, mostly actually all women. And so these are women. So there's at least 2,000 women that are still using this site for having affairs. And so she did the survey and found out that the average woman who has an affair does it 7 years into the marriage. Wow, that 7-year itch is true, at least for these women.
Sheesh.
Yeah, these are big.
I feel bad for anyone right now listening that just hit their 7-year anniversary.
Now, we don't know if you're on Sheila Abraham's site what it takes, how many years you got to be, but for Ashley Madison, it's 7 years. You're going to actually want to go have an affair. Again, this is a study of women that use Ashley Madison and why they have affairs, just women.
Okay.
Number two, women rate their sex with their spouse at about a 4 out of 10, down from 6 out of 10 before they got married. Wow, they were only a 6 out of 10?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Dude, here's the thing. I mean, do we really talk to our spouses about how well we're doing? I mean, honestly, as guys, do we really do that?
Yeah, we don't have like an employee review at home when it comes to the lovemaking.
And I feel like, look, I'm going to talk to Vicky about this. When Vicky ever does settle down and decides, okay, I'm going to have this life, this house, we're making this baby, we're doing all this, you probably aren't going to have the best sex with that person. You think? I mean, do you think maybe that it's not going to be the best sex you've ever had, the person you end up settling down with? I hear a lot of women say that.
Like years down or just in general?
Well, just in general. Like, you know, like the person that you've had great sex with probably wouldn't be the person you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah, I mean, I've hooked up with dudes who were amazing in the sack, but they were idiots.
Mm.
And then the other way around, like, I've hooked up with guys who were amazing, but the sex was eh.
So what do you think? Do you think you'll settle for probably not for the worst sex, but not the best sex either, but somebody that's, you know, above average?
I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I do not put up with mediocre sex anymore.
Oh, good.
Like,
for
it has
you
to be good. Like, that I don't have it that often anymore because I'm busy. So it has to be good. And if I have to teach them, I'll teach them.
Well, mediocre.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm hoping that I'm hoping that your generation is like that. They'll be talking more, because my generation, nobody ever even talked about how things are, and I think women would not be honest because they didn't want to hurt their spouse's feelings.
And I've gone out with a guy who was older, and he was telling me, he's like, my previous relationship, we never talked about the kind of porn we were interested in, the kind of activities we liked. So this whole thing was very new to him. The whole idea of like, hey, can we do this instead, or can I try this, or. So I think our generation's a little better at that.
Why are you being reasonable about this whole thing? What do you want to be happy or something?
Something like that, yes.
So this is, wow, I've been married for just over seven years, and I'm now getting a divorce since my wife moved into her own place and has been having an affair.
Oh.
Ouch.
Just because she moved into her own place doesn't mean she's having an affair. I refuse to believe that that's the one reason.
Well, maybe she told him that she's having an affair.
I'm maybe projecting a little bit.
Oh.
That could be a thing.
Apparently, since thanks, guys, I just hit my 7. I'm always gone at work. Well, we're not saying everybody in their 7-year anniversary.
Well, where are you out of 10? I mean, you might at least according to these Ashley Madison women, they never had better than 6 out of 10, and then it went down to a 4 out of 10 as the years went by.
So since I just had my 7-year wedding anniversary in August. Crap. Thanks a lot. Love, Cougar Ben.
Go buy some flowers right now.
64% of women say they feel, these women say they feel sexually rejected in their marriage, and this is why they're having an affairs, having affairs. Again, sexually neglected, you have to have a conversation. You got to know what's up. And 43% of these women say they only stay married for their kids.
You know what? When they hit the 18-year mark, they're going to be done?
Yeah. That's old school. My generation, and even perhaps, you know, some Generation Xers of the older ones, you stayed for the kids. And that's what everybody said. Dude, you got to stay for the kids. You know, I know that you can't stand her. I know things aren't working out. I know that you like this. You know, even if your buddies knew you were cheating, that would be the conversation you'd have. You know, your buddies would get around and go, dude, you got to stop this because you got to stay for the kids. They never said, tell her you're cheating on her. It would be, stop cheating on her and you got to stay for the kids. That was the old conversation.
And I'm no therapist, clearly. But do you think that hurts the kids psychologically more? Yes. If they find out that for 18 years or however many years, your parents hated each other and you're the reason why they stayed together, as opposed to rip the Band-Aid off, battle whatever you have to battle and work together and try to make sure that kid lives a good life?
Yeah, that was just how you did it.
No, I know it's how you did it.
But I think you may have a point there, as these younger kids had a whole different way they wanted to interact in life and, you know, yeah, would take on the blame. Like, they wouldn't look at it like a positive. They'd look at it like a negative. Like, wow, your misery is because of me, as opposed to you did this for me.
Like, you did this for 10, 15 years because of me, as opposed to, you know, maybe we have to... it's going to suck regardless at any age, but... Who knows how that would have how the kid would have handled it if they did it when they first decided that this relationship is fully over.
Now, there was a time, you know, I would say probably 70s and before, women and probably some men knew that their spouses were having an affair, but didn't care because actually they got along better. Like 22% of these Ashley Madison women say that their marriages are happier that they're having these affairs. Like, they actually are happier in their marriage and they get along better.
Well, that's what that entire movie Hall Pass is about. Is they're like, go out and do whatever you want for a week and don't, you know, you can do whatever you want. You're not married for this week. So that way it improves our marriage.
And that's something.
I'm still mad that you didn't go through it. In that movie.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't go through with it?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, dang. Well, so much for that. Yeah. That
Come on, man. You got the pass.
The coffee girl was so hot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, wow. It was next level.
Yeah, it was.
This isn't a very interesting stat. Very interesting stat.
That Danny and I are obsessed over a stupid movie?
Well, yeah, that's a different stat. But we're talking about the women, the over 2,000 women who are cheating on Ashley Madison. And, you know, when I see something like this, this actually is, you know, it makes me think more about this site as just being a jerky, rotten site, as we're sort of getting some insight into human behavior. Only 32% of the women that are cheating on this site feel any guilt about having their affair. They don't feel any guilt at all, which is, I don't know if it's denial or they believe this is the way I got to make it work.
There could be a lot of factors, how they're being treated, or they've convinced themselves that what they're doing is the right thing. You know, I'm sure that if you really... peel all those onion, the layers of that onion, you'll probably find out that there is guilt. They've just figured out ways to hide it.
Let me just say this, though. I'm going to tell you this. I'm only going to speak from the guy's perspective. And I, or even, you know what? Not even the guy's perspective, the primary breadwinner's perspective. Mm-hmm. Normally, when you're the primary breadwinner, you know what? I mean, this state used to do it all the time. It didn't matter what your gender was. If you were making the most money, they'd make you the non-custodial parent. And then you'd have to pay alimony if, in fact, they believe that your spouse deserved alimony, the one. So just the government could just take so much money and get, you know, for all their reasons. So you don't get to live with your kids. You don't get to basically have your money go as far as it used to because, you know, the government's taking so much out of you and giving it to this other person. You know, you have to get another place. So you have two houses you're supporting, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a beating if you don't like your spouse to leave your spouse for some people. So that's why they stay. It's like, as much as it's miserable, it'll be more miserable for me financially if I leave. So... maybe just going out and doing this is why people are doing it, because it just makes sense, as opposed to a divorce would actually be worse. Which, you know, maybe there's that sort of understanding with both parties. Like, this would suck for both of us if we had to live in two households. We'll make this work and we'll figure it out, at least on one person. And who knows, maybe both. And they just don't say it, you know, out loud.
Well, they're just making a giant assumption that's going to wreck somebody's world if when they find out.
Yeah, you're right. If the other person doesn't know, but I know
I
that's
just figured
a big,
you'd be okay with me plowing the secretary.
Yeah, I don't even think it's about that. It's just, it's like my life would be so much worse if I actually just got a divorce. And I don't, and it's because of society. I think that, you know, the primary breadwinner gets destroyed a lot, and I don't think it's right. So, well, you know, either way, though, it's very, very interesting. And now here's something that we haven't done. It's time, Steve. But you know what? It's 8:11. I think we're doing a pretty good job. Because we haven't talked about food a whole lot.
Talk about cheesecake and apple and stuff.
It was pasta day and mac and cheese. We talked about it in the first break.
It's been every hour we've been talking about food, BJ.
Okay,
it's
carrot
whole,
cake.
Carrot cake, that's what it was.
All right, not a whole lot, though, right?
Almost every break.
Okay, never mind. Well, in that case, I really thought we were doing better, guys. I guess not.
Oh, no.
What do you think is the fast food chain that people are...
See, I was trying to set up...
Every break! Guys are jerks, man. What do you think... I already told you. But, you know, people are loyal to fast food chains. What do you think is the fast food chain people are most loyal to? I'm going to tell you at 8:17.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on the Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got a new study that figured out which fast food chains we're the most loyal to based on how many people go there and how often the average person goes there. So,
Burger King better be number one.
This may be a shock.
Forever loyal to the
king. Here's the problem. I don't think we think of this as a fast food restaurant. That's the thing. It's a fast food chain. We don't think of it as a chain, and I'm going to look and see. Blah, blah. See, I'm not sure if all of these...
Does it fit Steve's criteria?
That's what I was thinking about.
Having the drive-thru?
And I'm not sure all of them do.
Huh.
Oh. One of them special...
Sonic. They're drive-up.
Yeah, and Sonic is on the list. They don't have a drive... Also, another one on the list is...
They have a drive-thru at the Puyallup one.
So okay. Not all of them, but some of them. Do any Subways have drive-thrus?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bonnie Lake, if I remember, or Buckley, I can't remember.
Does Domino's have a drive-thru? I know they have a pickup.
No.
I don't think so. I know a Little Caesars in Tacoma has one.
They do?
Yeah. There's one on 72nd that has one.
That's kind of awesome.
I need to know that information.
No, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
There's been many times I've thought, $5 pizza.
Dude, right?
But I don't feel like getting out of my car.
Exactly.
So it's like laziness has kept me from getting super fat.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because they do a lot of their pizzas before, and they just have them in the like the vending machine thing, so they just grab them out of that.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
So I guess we'll just say fast food. This is where you wouldn't normally... sit down and be waited on. How about that?
Okay.
That way you can sort of broaden your mind. So what do you think is the most loyal? Like the people are most loyal to this
I know it
place.
Because it's just how you're describing it, Starbucks.
There you go, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I gave you the hint.
Okay, yeah.
I had to give you the hint because you're right. Mickey D's should be number one. Actually, they are number two. So McDonald's, which you got to take your hat off to McDonald's. I mean, this is a brand that has been in business for so long and they continue to stay in the top of their category,
which
it's
is
pretty amazing.
It's funny because there are people out there in the Northwest only, I'd imagine, that won't go there now because of the whole Sonic's debacle. And I mean, we did a recent topic where that came up. I think it was like the petty thing or something like that. And they were just like,
Oh, this is about Starbucks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they still refuse to go to Starbucks because of what happened with the Sonics.
And that really sucks because he's not even there anymore, right?
I still like Starbucks.
I'm going to go. I don't care. I mean, I'm mad about the Sonics, but I'm still going to go to Starbucks.
I know. I'm probably a hypocrite for that, but whatever.
I'm the same
way. That damn slow roasted ham and Swiss is so good.
Dude, I was about to say something, and I now know why that guy's mad at me. Remember I told you that, and I'm about to tell you why, because it does relate to this.
Okay.
There's a guy that hates me. I had to block on Facebook. We talked about it earlier.
I was trying to screen capture everything you say to get you fired.
And I remember what started it all.
The Sonics.
It's a Chick-fil-A, because
I said,
I still go to Chick-fil-A. I don't care what their situation is. They have a right to believe what they believe. They still serve tasty chicken. Mm-hmm. And ever since I said that, I didn't say that, they were right or wrong. I just said, look, I like their chicken, and I'm just going to go get their chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy hated me forever and tried to get me fired.
That's a funny thing with
Chick-fil-A.
There are people there, if you know the political... whatever or moral compass of every store that you visit and you decide on that, then good for you and that's awesome. But there are some people that just they go to that and say that and they'll be that, but then you'll find out that they're doing something else that their company is maybe quote unquote just as bad. And it's always funny when like people will get on like the soapbox for something. You're like, are you like that for all your decisions?
And
if
not.
You're not, then shut the hell up.
They are so not. And
if you are, then good on you, man. That's awesome.
Look, we've said it before in this show. I have my opinions. Steve has his opinions. And look, I know Steve and I don't see eye to eye philosophically and when it comes to what morals are. But morals are, the line is just so movable depending on who you are. And really, there are a lot of good people that work in restaurants that may not 100% believe in whatever the company believes, but they need a job. And if I don't go there... I mean, then what are they going to do? That's what people don't understand. What are these people supposed to do if all of a sudden a whole business folds and everybody was getting paid? How are they supposed to get... Are you going to hire them? That's what irritates me.
Are you going to make delicious waffle-cut french fries?
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A is on the list. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are the seventh
most
loyal.
What about Burger King, man? I'm loyal to the king.
I don't know how to tell you this.
I'm part of the king's court.
You're part of the king's court. Burger King didn't make this list. It doesn't mean...
This list is bunk.
It's bunk. Well, you think about it, though. I mean, I will tell you this. The only other... Again,
I'll forever be loyal to the Whopper.
It's best... It's not like what is the top chain. It's just based on the loyalty, how loyal
saying.
People are to
I'm
it.
I'm loyal to the... If I'm going to get fast food, my first option is there a Burger King close by? Because I'm going to eat the F out of that Whopper.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So you are, so...
I love all the other fast food places. Like, there's really... I mean, I'm not like, oh, damn it, I have to go to Jack in the Box. Like, I'm going to be happy there, too. But if I had to pick, it's going to be Burger King's Whopper all the time.
So then it's a real estate issue because, look, I mean, Burger King, they got a lot of them, but, I mean, what do you see most of? I mean, every time, you always see McDonald's. Their real estate locations are amazing. They're always where you seem to want to go.
And if I'm in a dessert mood, 100% loyal to McDonald's for the McFlurry.
Oh, see, I'm a DQ boy all the way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. The Blizzard's the OG.
I'll take it. I'll eat it and I'll smile about it. But I'd rather the McFlurry.
I feel like that's just, you know, look, nothing against McDonald's with the McFlurry, but the Blizzard's the OG. How can you not like that
over this?
What the hell?
I know.
You should be on a do not fly list. I don't trust
you. Well, I mean, that's a little excessive.
He's a terrorist if he thinks that the Blizzard's not the best, you know.
The Blizzard's really good.
It's the best.
I didn't even say it's great.
Weren't you the one that said that you had never even tried a Blizzard?
Oh, I've tried them. I just don't like them.
He said that.
Have I never tried one?
But you said you don't like them?
I mean,
said they're the best?
Well, I mean, out of the Blizzard and McFlurry, they're the best. But
Have you had one?
I'm pretty sure that I've had at least one.
I don't think you've had one.
Thomas' argument. I'm not going to argue with someone who doesn't even remember if he's had one.
I've had a Blizzard. Where does Danny think I've never had a Blizzard before?
You just said it. Really?
What kind of Blizzard have you had?
I've had whatever, the standard one that they have.
There's not a standard one.
Well, back in the day, it was just whatever the hell it was, right? They didn't have all the flavors.
You don't just go and say, it's not like a Frosty. At
how long have they had Blizzards? I mean, because I'm an old
guy. 85.
But the point of the Blizzard is you pick the ingredients to put in the Blizzard.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's what it was back
in. You don't just get the regular Blizzard.
Well, I think they only might have had like a couple at the time, and so I think I probably got whatever the chocolate one was.
Okay, so then you're basing your opinion on something that happened 30 years ago?
Well, I've had a McFlurry, and I have had a Blizzard, and I like the Blizzard better.
I don't know if you've even had a McFlurry before.
I've had a you know what? You may be right about that.
Okay. What is happening? How am I having this argument?
No, you're right. If I thought I've had both, but I know I've had a Blizzard, and maybe that's what Danny's confused with because I don't know if I have.
Right. BJ just argues to argue. Ha ha ha.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah,
how do you not know that
by now?
We're arguing over something that you've never had.
Here's why I'm arguing. You ready?
I'm saying something's better than something I've had, and you
because
haven't
because I'm
had
a
either.
DQ man. I'm DQ is the desserts. Nobody should take the desserts from them. They're the desserts. Let them have the desserts. McDonald's has everything else. Why can't DQ be the king of desserts?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying Dairy Queen's bad, and I've enjoyed Dairy Queen many a times.
Yeah, but you're saying they're not number one.
But when it comes to desserts, I'm going to, if I have a choice, and you say you can have anything. My wife's like,
I am gonna take
all bets are off
with
fast food.
I'm going to violate you with this dilly bar.
Okay.
Yes,
it's
Danny.
Ice cream. Come on, man.
What?
The dilly bar? That's all you're going to go with?
Well, dilly bar, it's a DQ thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a Mr. Misty. You want me to take a Mr. Misty and violate
it? McFlurry is a poor man's Blizzard. Well,
truth.
This poor man loves it.
You know what it is with Starbucks, though, is they have the rewards program. And I will, like, I love drinking local coffee because there's a million coffee shops here that are local and they're awesome. But every time I'm like, you know what? I can get stars if I go to Starbucks. And I go to Starbucks because I get a free drink at some point.
How many stars do you need, though?
150. It's not that much.
How many stars do you get for each beverage you buy?
You get a star per dollar you spend.
Huh.
So if you spend a lot, it goes pretty easy. And if you get coffee a lot, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why every single time I'll go to Starbucks. And that's where it's like, I could go to McDonald's, but I have money on my card for Starbucks. I'm just going to go there.
It's a brilliant program.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. It's a brilliant program. No doubt about it. It is a very, very brilliant program. And, I mean, that's why Starbucks is like one of the reasons why I'm sure they have the loyalty for that reason, Danny. I mean, it's actually a loyalty program. Yeah.
Meanwhile, for the past 5 minutes, Vicky has been staring at a menu for Dairy Queen, looking at all the Blizzards that they offer.
I'm probably going to go get one after work today.
See? You know why? Because it's better than a McFlurry. even though I've never
had them
before.
I need to have a Blizzard again just to remember.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I remember having both.
And a McFlurry.
And they're both delicious.
Yeah, the problem for me is they're both too thick. That's the thing.
Oh, my God.
No, they are.
Ice cream.
I mean, that's what, well, I say I like my soft serve. That's what DQ does.
It is soft serve. They use the same ice cream for a McFlurry that they use for their soft serve cones.
Isn't it a little chillier, though, Danny?
No.
It's the same thing.
Same pour soft serve into a cup, put in some Oreo crumbles if that's what you desire, and then spin it up, and then there you have the soft serve.
Maybe I've never had it. Maybe I've never had it.
I eat one almost every week, man.
Wow, do you want to admit that?
Yeah,
to
yeah. Are you just going to throw that out there? Well, I guess
well,
you
I
already
saw
did.
She hasn't. She's not off the CrossFit yet.
Okay. Good call. Yeah. Wow.
They're not at least a little thicker,
no,
Danny.
No,
really,
it's the same exact
it's
stuff.
Literally the same.
Yeah, thing. And it's pour it out of the soft serve machine,
and you can get the little guys.
But does the stuff that you put in there make it a little thicker?
No,
because
well, ingredients.
Mean,
yeah, of course you're gonna like if you add extra ingredients, it's gonna.
It's going to add like Oreo chunks to it, but it doesn't make it thicker.
The ice cream
is the same. The consistency of the ice cream.
Is it really? I got to get me a Blizzard then. I didn't realize that it was the same consistency. I don't think I've had either one now that I think about it. Because I am
Well, at least you finally admitted it.
Well, I don't know what the hell I had then. I thought all this time I
it's
had
taken,
one.
What, 5 minutes?
This texture says BJ's giving me anxiety on this whole Dairy Queen situation. Norbert, I'm telling you, I don't even think BJ hears the words coming out of his own mouth.
Yeah, you're probably right.
People wonder why you don't pay attention.
Yeah. But, Vicky, don't use me as an excuse why you don't pay attention. You don't pay attention to anything.
I'm going to.
That's a solid point.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. They have Orange Juliuses that are attached to Blizzards every now and then.
No way.
Attached to Blizzards. Sorry, Derek Wayne.
Danny, is there a possibility I was given a bad Blizzard one time that was too thick?
No.
Because that was too thick. Danny used to work at a Dairy Queen. That's why he knows.
I mean, that's the thing that they put on the... they advertise them as thick things. They like turn them upside down and hand.
Yeah,
them.
They
that's
have
why,
to do
but
that.
That's
but that's
same
the same for a cone.
Thing. Yeah, it's the same as a cone. You could turn the cone over.
Yeah, the cone's not going to just drop out of the cone.
The only thing that would be less than that would be like a shake because they add milk to it and that thins it up. But everything that they serve there is the same consistency.
I have to try a Blizzard. All this time, I thought it was a whole different thing than like a soft serve ice cream. Damn it. I've been robbing myself this whole time. I bet they're still better than McFlurry's, right?
Well, I mean, that's all debatable. I mean,
I will try both.
That's on taste.
We're going to try both. The next time I go to a DQ, I'm going to have a Blizzard. Okay. Then we'll have to go to McDonald's for McFlurry and we'll do it.
I'm in for this scientific study.
Okay, right? We got to do this. All right. Well, Dunkin' Donuts is also a loyal chain, by the way. This is what we're talking about, the most loyal places.
Do they have donuts? I heard they had donuts there.
You know, now here's what I think about Dunkin' Donuts. And they started in Boston, and people have shirts that basically say very bad things about Starbucks. You know how you used to say, like, you know, Derek Jeter, you know, Jeter blows and somebody else does something else?
Oh, okay.
They have because Boston is Boston with Agro, and that's where Dunkin' Donuts started. So they don't care even if a product is better. They're like, F that. You know what? Dunkin' Donuts is our thing. Go blank yourself other companies. And so
that's loyalty, though.
Yeah, that's –
That makes sense why they're on this list.
Yeah, I really do believe that's a big part of it. Sonic has also got a lot of loyalty, and I've never even been to one.
Sonic's pretty good.
I
have a bad taste in my mouth because I went when it was the Hoopla. It was nuts. It just opened in Puyallup, and I thought that there was no line. I'm like, we found the perfect time to go, not realizing that they had like this abandoned plot of land right next to the Sonic that they turned into a parking lot to like work the line, and it took over an hour just to get a burger.
Oh.
And the burger was really good, but it wasn't a burger that you want to wait an hour for.
Yeah,
I mean, really, there's no burger out
there. There's no burger.
Right.
No. No, there isn't.
So after I eat it, I'm like, well, you know, this would have been really freaking awesome if it took me 2 minutes to get.
Yeah.
But the fact that it took me an hour, I'm in a bad mood. I was crying. I was hangry.
Oh, so hangry.
Now, this is what we need. We need more of these here. I think we have one in Bellingham, Tim Hortons. Am I crazy? Is that right or no?
They might. I mean, it's mostly Canada.
Yeah, we need Tim Hortons down here. Come on. We're close enough to Canada.
I want Timbits.
Yes, I do.
Shout out to Rich. He's a great listener and a fan of Bruiser Brody. He'll frequently drive down for Bruiser Brody shows and show up with a couple boxes of Timbits for us.
Now, I'm very surprised out of the one that was the least likely to be loyal to, out of the 50 chains they took a look at. This surprises me because it's so damn good. I mean, I will always go here if somebody says, would you like to go here? Panda Express has the least amount of loyalty, and yet, my God, you tell me, are we going to Panda Express?
I get such a big smile on my face.
Panda.
Yeah, that honey walnut shrimp. I'll pay that extra dollar.
You know what the problem, I mean, obviously, we're going to fast food places, so no one's being super health conscious, but it's... so much calories being put in when I go to Panda Express.
Delicious, delicious calories.
I mean, it's like double of anywhere else, it feels.
But you could make healthy decisions.
Yeah.
You could just do the vegetables instead of the
chow
mein.
But you're not going to.
See, that's how I used to do it.
No. And here's the problem. It's like they have delicious chicken. Why don't they serve pandas?
It's true.
What?
Huh?
It's Panda Express.
Steve, you understand Asian culture, right?
I'm just saying.
No, it's not. Asian culture and the panda is not about eating the panda.
Fine.
Okay, it's a sort of a reverence for the panda and a love for the panda being a cute little...
And Steve, why aren't Girl Scout cookies made out of Girl Scouts?
That's a good point, Rev.
Wow, this conversation cannot go anywhere good, boys.
Well, I mean...
really can't. Even Vicky...
And what is baby
even Vicky's now, we're looking at memes. She's out.
I want panda with rice, please.
Yeah. Can I get the panda?
Yeah. No, thank you.
I don't remember the last time I've been to Panda Express.
Last time for me was South Center Mall because that's the only one that's close to me. And that's the only reason I don't go there.
We have a drive-thru in Puyallup.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would go every
There's
day.
One in Tacoma, but on the other side of town.
Don't they have them in every mall, pretty much?
They have them in every mall, but there's an actual full-on brick-and-mortar Panda Express
in
Puyallup. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't
know
they had their own places.
Yeah, yes, they do.
We have one in Smoky Point, too.
Yep. Whoa. Usually with the drive-thru as well.
And sometimes they have them in QFCs. When I lived in Seattle, I used to walk to Panda Express to get my food.
They have one in QFCs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
I've never been to a Panda Express in a QFC.
There's
now
one in Seattle that right up north.
Whoa. That's legit.
Right?
I mean, I know they sell, like, you know, Asian food at the QFC. I never even realized that it was Panda Express this whole time.
Uh-huh. Literally, there's a Panda Express and a Starbucks right next to each other.
Oh, it smells so damn good.
And Steve, be careful, because it's Panda they're serving there.
Yeah. At the QFC one, they do.
Yeah, it's Panda.
Yeah, it's organic Panda.
Yeah. But it's not, that's not
free range.
So it says, I want to get that General Tso Panda.
Yeah, really.
Is it General Tso? So Tso?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Delicious. General, general delicious chicken. Yes.
There you go.
Okay. That's what it's all about.
Wow.
Yesterday, Steve, you're the lover of panda. Did get this one right.
What five-letter word is a house typically made of snow and ice?
Oh, I built one as a kid. It's very cold. It's called an igloo.
Yes.
Thank you for that touching moment in your past.
It was very cold.
Just kind of wanted to paint a picture.
You painted a great picture.
Thank you.
I felt like I was there. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Some people, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.